Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Inside the Archives. I'm your host, Marty Rosenbaum, XRT's digital content producer and all things social media. So before we wrap up 2018 with a lovely solo podcast, once again, I have a few housekeeping notes. First of all, if you haven't done so, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. All you need to do is search the iTunes library for Inside the Archives. Hit that subscribe button. You can leave us a rating and a review. Share all the podcasts with your friends, as well as find a full listing of every single episode we have ever recorded. And if you're listening to us via 93xrt.com or found us on social media, you can find a full listing of episodes at 93xrt.com/inside the archives. And be sure to follow me on Twitter at Marty Rosenbaum. Let me know you're listening to the podcast. You got any questions, comments, concerns, send it my way, and we'll give you a shout out, and I'll do my best to answer any questions you may have. If you haven't done so yet, you can also follow 93XRT on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, all at 93XRT. So 2018 is coming to a close, and we are gathering your opinions on the best albums, concerts, songs, movies, TV shows, venues, and so much more right now. For the 93XRT listener poll, the 2018 XRT listener poll is open for voting, and the voting will run through December 31st at 11:59 p.m. So I know what I'm going to be doing on New Year's Eve, voting in the XRT listener poll. And if you want to do so, you'll be able to because the poll will open. But once the clock strikes midnight, voting will be closed. And the good news is we'll be revealing the results once again in the 2018 XRT Listener Poll Gala scheduled for this January at City Winery. We're going to have some more information on that coming soon on 93XRT.com. So be sure you're checking back after the new year to find out how you can enter for your chance to win tickets to attend the event in person. Or if you just want to catch the results afterwards, you can see the dates when we'll be revealing the results of the 2018 XRT Listener Poll. So keep your eyes out for that. But as I mentioned, 2018 is coming to a close, and instead of doing a year in review, because everyone is doing that so far, we're going to look forward to 2019 because it's already promised to be an exciting year for music, both with albums. I did a post earlier on this week about the most anticipated albums of 2019, and there's a lot of heavy hitters that are rumored to be releasing albums this coming year, as well as some great artists that have albums coming early on in the first quarter of 2019. I mean, right off the bat, we're seeing albums from Alice Merton, Maggie Rogers, Jacob Banks hitting the stores in early January. So it's going to kick off 2019 with a bang. But what I want to do today is focus on a question I asked on Twitter a couple days ago. And that is, what artists do you want to see tour in 2019 with the one caveat that they couldn't have undertaken a tour in 2018? So if you're doing a full-fledged tour, even if it's a string of shows across the Midwest, doesn't count. One-off shows were cool, but if you're taking place multiple shows in a scheduled tour, you are out of the equation. So we're going to be discussing what you guys said on Twitter, some of the answers that you got, some common themes, as well as some research that I did on artists who could be touring in 2019, artists that more than likely will be touring in 2019, artists that have already confirmed tours, and then, of course, our wish list of bands that we would love to see touring, but maybe is not going to happen. We're going to divide this up into a couple of categories. The first category is No Way, Dude. That's going to be artists that are absolutely not going to tour, but we're going to list them anyway because that is our wish list, as I mentioned beforehand. Second category, we have artists that are more than likely going to tour, or there's a strong probability that they will undergo a tour because they are releasing new music, or, you know, it's been a while since we've seen them and there's been mumblings about tours. And then the final one, we're going to go over artists that have confirmed tours for 2019. So before getting into that, I want to dig into what you guys said on Twitter. We got a pretty good response to this so far when I asked what artists you want to see tour in 2019. A lot of people said Tom Waits. At Music Mentor said Tom Waits is high on their bucket list of bands and recording artists to see perform live. They'd even fly to see a Waits show. And we had someone named Pam Drew respond to that, saying they saw him in Halloween 1986 and put on a fantastic show. There are a couple other people that mentioned Tom Waits again. We had Talking Heads, of course, REM. Those are going to be in your No Way Dude category that I list in a little bit, because No Way Dude, they're not getting back together to tour. But that'd be cool. Same with Pink Floyd. Other responses we got from people were Sade, Postal Service, John Mayer solo. Although I think he toured in 2018. He did a show at the United Center and at First Midwest Bank Amphitheater down in Tinley Park. But I can't remember if that was 2017 or 2018. So we'll include him on this. That's fine. We'll give you the benefit of the doubt, Heather Murray, since that was your suggestion. Michael Franti was another one. Teenage Fan Club, who Tom Morrissey says they are going on tour, so enjoy the show, Tom. Delamitri was another one. James got a couple of responses. PJ Harvey, No Doubt. It's been a while since No Doubt has toured, but I think they fall into the category of, more than likely not. Daft Punk was another one. They seem to only tour once a decade, and they haven't toured since 2007 when they played Lollapalooza in Chicago, along with a couple other music festivals, so it's going to be that time. Santana, he was rumored for the Woodstock 50th anniversary celebration as one of the few surviving original Woodstock performers, so we could see him in there. And then a mention of Ray Davies and the Kinks. So we're going to touch on the Kinks in a bit, because I've caught a fascinating article that suggests it may not be so far-fetched to see them in 2018. So they're not going to fall into the No Way Dude category. They're going to be somewhat of a hybrid of the two, because with the Davies brothers, you can never know. So thanks once again for everyone who responded. Oh, we also got a response from Dana Kozlov of CBS2 Chicago. She wants to see Wilco in 2019, and they're falling into the more likely category, which I'll touch on in a second. Moving on over, the research that I undertook the other day to find out different categories of artists and the likelihood of them touring in 2019. Now, artists that have confirmed tours already, you guys already know the heavy hitters, the Rolling Stones coming to Soldier Field, Fleetwood Mac playing at the United Center, Queen with Adam Lambert playing at the United Center as well, Den Company doing a pair of shows at Wrigley Field, Mumford & Sons hitting the United Center, same with Muse, and Van Morrison playing a pair of shows at the Chicago Theater. There's also going to be tours from Elton John, who's undergoing his farewell tour, in air quotes, because you can never be too sure about that. And then Eric Clapton as well, who hasn't really toured that much in recent years, but he's going to be undertaking a European tour. So who knows, maybe he'll hop across the pond and play a few shows here in the States. Another big one was Hootie and the Blowfish, who are going to be undergoing their first tour in a decade. And I had no idea that they were touring as recently as 2008. Hootie and the Blowfish fans will be excited to catch him on the road once again. Those are the confirmed tour. I also got to add Sharon Van Etten in that list. I originally had her in the likely category, but remember, she's playing a pair of shows here in Chicago this coming February, so you'll want to check that out if you're a Sharon Van Etten fan. She's also returned with her first new record in a couple of years, so it's exciting to see her back on the road here with new music, too. All right, so let's get into our wish list category also. The No Way Dude, because there's just no way these bands are getting back together, but they're obligatory mentions whenever talking about bands that you want to see reunite in the next year. Off the top of my head, I listed White Stripes, Sonic Youth, Black Crowes, Talking Heads, Pink Floyd, The Smiths, REM, and Led Zeppelin. Those are bands probably not going to be seeing in the coming year for various reasons, whether it's feuding amongst the artists, people that have just gone their separate ways and are now doing their own solo work, or artists that just have no interest in getting the band back together and reuniting their original bands. So it's not likely. I put the Black Keys in there also. There's nothing substantial that suggests they're going to tour in 2019, but I didn't find anything that suggests they're not going to tour in 2019. But given comments that Patrick Carney has said in past years, as recently as 2017, when I did a piece on this, he mentioned that it's really not looking good, that him and Dan are both into doing their own things right now. So it doesn't seem that there's any animosity between the two. It just doesn't appear likely that they're going to be undergoing a tour, given that both of them are heavily invested in their own work, either as producers or as artists right now. So the Black Keys were listed in there, too. And in that category, I also had Tom Waits, not because he's not going to tour, but because he just doesn't really play shows anymore. I mean, you have to go pretty far back. When I checked Setlist.fm, His most recent U.S. shows were in 2013, 2012, so it's been some time, and those were just a handful of shows, ranging from Neil Young's Bridge School Benefit to a couple of late-night TV show appearances. It's been some time since he's undergone a full-length tour, so he's in our wish list slash no way dude category. We also had Postal Service, as we remembered from their awesome 2013 performance at Lollapalooza, and then their 93XRT Lollapalooza after show at Metro. They said they were going away, and it was a pretty big surprise to see them on the lineup of Lollapalooza that year. I don't think they're going to be touring anytime soon. We also listed the Walkmen on there. They have infamously been on hiatus since about 2012 with Hamilton Lighthouser, getting off to a pretty successful solo career so far, so I highly doubt we're going to be seeing them this coming year. All right, so now that we've gotten out of the way, the No Way Dude category, artists that we're not going to be seeing tour in 2019, let's move on to people that are a little bit more likely. And for a variety of reasons, these artists are touring. As I mentioned before, it could be they're releasing a new album in 2019. It could be they have already teased new releases or teased the fact that they're touring. So let's take a look at some of those artists. And the first one we mentioned in this category was Wilco. Now, Wilco has taken some time off from touring in the past few years. They toured pretty frequently over the past decade, but their last album came in 2016 with Schmilko, and a lot of the members have been active with their own projects, as we just saw with Jeff Tweedy. He just released a new memoir and a solo album within the past couple of weeks. He played a fantastic Studio X show, and at side note, if you haven't checked out our video interview that Marty Leonard's did with him backstage at Subterranean, it's fantastic. You can find it right now on 93xrt.com. Tweedy talks about his main influences writing the book. So it's cool because it's talking about the literary influences. You know, a lot of interviews may talk about, oh, were your musical influences in this album? But I think it's interesting talking to a musician and seeing who their literary influences were when they were crafting their own memoir. And he really opens up a ton in the interview, as he did in the book. And any Wilco, Uncle Tupelo, or just Jeff Tweedy fan will really find it interesting. So you can find that right now at 93xrt.com. It's on our homepage, and if it is off our homepage when you are listening to this podcast, just search Jeff Tweedy in the search bar, and you'll be able to find it. However, Wilco appears on this list because it seems likely they're going to be touring this year. They've already announced their Solid Sound Festival, which they don't do every year, but happens almost biannually in Massachusetts. That'll take place once again this year, and they have a couple shows that are taking place in 2019, so I think the wheels are starting to turn on that Wilco engine, and it's been a while since we've seen them together as a group here in Chicago and here in North America. So it's a strong possibility that they could be touring in the next year. Now, a couple of artists I'm going to list off have already confirmed new albums in 2019 and or festival appearances or shows with indications that they will be touring. And those bands are Cage the Elephant, The Raconteurs, The Strokes, and The Cure. All of those bands have either said, hey, we have new albums coming in 2019, or hey, we're going to be playing some shows in 2019 as well. So I think there's a strong possibility that we'll see them on the road this coming year. Another artist I forgot to add to that list of people who will have new albums coming out in 2019 is Hozier. He did play a show here in Chicago recently, so we could see him back, as he's an official LP coming out this year. So some other artists who have albums that are rumored to come out in 2019 but not officially confirmed include Red Hot Chili Peppers, M83, The Killers, Adele. That is still up in the air from what I was reading on NME. There were talks of a December 2019 release of her album. Pearl Jam, Chance the Rapper, Coldplay, all rumored to have new albums coming out in 2019. Other artists include Tame Impala, Of Monsters and Men. So these artists, I think you can put the pieces together. If they're releasing new music, they're going to tour behind it. So keep your eyes peeled for those artists and see if there's any talks or confirmations about new albums. Now, there's some other artists that got to add Vampire Weekend to that list too. That's seemingly been a long ending, almost Guns N' Roses Chinese Democracy like thing, where yeah, the album's coming out, but there's no official when. Ezra Koenig did play some new songs at the Lollapalooza after show this year off of his phone, so they exist. There's been no official date when it's coming out, so Vampire Weekend, we'll throw you in that list also. Now, some other artists that I mentioned who have been quiet and haven't released music in a couple of years, but seemingly overdue for some new tunes and are artists that could just drop new music on a whim include Alabama Shakes and Ryan Adams. I think both of those artists you could see going on a tour this next year and just saying, hey, we got a new album out. Here's a new song. Boom. Didn't see that coming. We saw that happen with Alabama Shakes a couple of years ago. And I think it's been since 2015 since they did their last big go round of touring and new music. So almost 4 years now since we've heard from them, and they've been awfully quiet. I know Brittany Howard has had a couple of side projects in the past year that she's been invested in. So we'll see if that'll happen. Now, another artist, sadly, I have to throw into the No Way category because everyone's hopes got up a few weeks ago when he said he'd be releasing a new album, is Bruce Springsteen. He was fresh off his Springsteen on Broadway run, where that show is completed, done on Broadway, now on Netflix if you want to watch it. And he did an interview where he said that he has a new album coming in 2019. Going to be more of a singer-songwriter type approach, more of a personal record. He's not doing it with the E Street Band. And what he said was that people misinterpreted his words during the interview to take it that him and the E Street Band will be touring in 2019. So he went on Twitter and clarified that no, they will not be touring in 2019. So Bruce Springsteen fans, don't expect to see him with the E Street Band, but maybe he will do a solo Springsteen on Broadway type show, maybe try and recreate the show in different cities. We'll see if he does that. All right, before wrapping things up, I just want to go through some of those artists that I mentioned on the most anticipated albums of 2019 posts and give some exact dates. I pulled it up on the computer right in front of me now, and I don't want to leave you hanging this new year waiting to see who's going to be releasing albums early on. So on January 11th, Jacob Banks is releasing a new album. January 18th is a busy day, seeing Alice Merton, Maggie Rogers, Sharon Van Etten, and Guster all releasing new records. January 25th, we got a pair of new records from Michael Franti and Spearhead and the Dandy Warhols. On February 8th, Bob Mould will be releasing his new album, Sunshine Rock. March 1st, Weezer, everyone's favorite Toto cover band. Just kidding. Don't yell at me. Feel free to yell at me. It's fine. We'll be releasing their self-titled album, Weezer. March 8th, David Gray is releasing a new album. March 29th, Lana Del Rey. And on April 13th, The Flaming Lips will be releasing their album. So there you have it. I think that gives us some exciting artists to look forward to this coming year. There's a lot of variety in there, and they're all across the rock and roll spectrum. So as I mentioned before, be sure to stay tuned to 93XRT and follow us at 93XRT.com and on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, all at 93XRT, where you can find the latest news on whether or not the artists mentioned earlier in the podcast will be releasing new music, or if they announce a tour as well. We're going to be, we'll be letting you know. You're in good hands with us, so stay tuned to that. And I want to thank everyone who has tuned into the podcast over the past year. I started this up in January of 2018. The first episode I did was with Jason Thomas talking about new music, and it's been a fantastic year to do the podcast. Some really engaging conversations, and I'm really thankful for everyone that has supported the podcast, both the XRT DJs and staff that have come on the show, and then you, the listener, who have listened to the podcast, started to get some momentum behind it, and been into what we've been doing so far. So I thank you for subscribing to the podcast, for supporting the podcast. This is going to be the last one that we do until the calendar flips in 2019. So once you're done listening to this, you can go back and listen to every single episode, as I mentioned before, on iTunes, either by subscribing to the podcast and streaming every single episode, or by heading to 93xrt.com/inside the archives, where you will be able to find a post that contains each individual podcast. So thank you for a wonderful 2018. Have a happy holiday, happy new year, and I'm looking forward to chatting up with you guys again in 2019. Already have some great podcasts down the line, so if you want to stay tuned for the latest news on that, follow me on Twitter at Marty Rosenbaum, and follow XRT on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at 93XRT, where you'll find the latest on all music news and the latest on Inside the Archives. For 93XRT and Inside the Archives, I'm Marty Rosenbaum.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.